All right, yesterday I was full of spit and vinegar for sure. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, just brace yourself. Brace yourself because I had this kind of aha as I was walking down the stairs down to my gym, my apartment building. And I want to explain a little bit more about moments like that. And that's the beauty of these morning messages, my friend, is this is uncensored. I don't want to polish these morning messages. I want you to feel the intensity or the sadness or the true emotion as it is emerging for me. Because if it's doing it for me, it's doing it for you in some way. And this is the whole idea of waking up. What does it mean to wake up? You may have heard this expression that, you meditate to become enlightened. Well, it doesn't mean that you're going to sit or go up to a cave and spend the rest of your life glancing at your navel, so to speak. Waking up means seeing reality as it is, without filter. And it may just happen for a second here or there, and you may see the truth and know the truth. And you know what? Scratch that. There is no may. It is happening all the time. George Leonard said, or no, it was Leonard Cohen said something about it's the crack in the wall. It's how the light gets in. There are these moments that are happening all day long where we are waking up to the truth, where we have the hunch, where we have the impulse, where we know what's right and what's wrong, where we know what we need and what we don't need. And when we are able to recognize that moment and trust that this is true, that's how we begin to really change our lives. It's how we begin to walk in our own way to what I think it's like march to our own beat. I totally mix up metaphors all the time. My husband loves to make fun of me because I'm always mixing metaphors. So bear with me in my imperfection. But seriously, yesterday as I was walking down the stairs, I had this epiphany that I was allowing the news feed to enter my psyche without permission. And so that's why I just turned on my voice recorder and spewed it out to you, because I wanted you to know what it feels like to have that kind of moment of awakening. It's happening all day long. But here's what usually happens. One, we are so caught in our busyness and doingness that we don't allow ourselves to experience, to even just stop. Like I stopped on the landing of that stairwell to make a change because it was that powerful. And it's happening for you. These hunches, these knocks on the door, these whispers in your ear all day long. Can you recognize it's happening and trust yourself, your gut, your inspiration, your intuition? This is how we start to become self-authoring individuals, making our own choice, listening to our own voice, moving from that place, seeing reality as it is. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. There's very, very few people who have had awakenings and they are permanent awakenings forever. For most of us, it's these little glimpses, these moments of light, right? The cracks in the wall where the light gets in. It's like, oh my God, look at that. That's it. And if there's anything or any reason why I do what I do, not because I'm enlightened, because I am far from it, but I trust these moments. I trust them because I've allowed them in and I've allowed myself to investigate them. And all I am doing right here is that whisper in your ear to trust yourself. I'd love to know if these moments are happening for you and what's happening for you, because you can help me. Just engage with me. Let me know. All righty. It is end of August, and we are starting up Project Be Well, September 7th. Check out the details. Go on the link. At least find out more about what I do every day to support people to feel their best and perform their best. That's it for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great one.